AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. This was President Trump's initial reaction to a deadly shooting in Paris.
It looks like another terrorist attack.
Witnesses describe a scene of panic along the famed Champs-Élysées. Paris police say a gunman has killed a police officer and wounded another before being killed himself. A French government spokesman says the Paris assailant used a war weapon to fire on the officers. President Trump made the comment during a news conference with the Prime Minister of Italy. He was asked about the nuclear deal struck with Iran in 2015.
They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement, I can tell you that. And we're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
Iran agreed to roll back key aspects of its nuclear program in exchange for relief from nuclear-related economic sanctions. A 15-year-old girl from Tennessee who was missing along with her teacher had been found in Northern California. They are safe. Josh Devine with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says they got a call on their tip line.
The caller indicated they have taken up residence in a cabin in a remote area in Cecilville, California, within the last week and a half.
The two were found and the girl is safe. Teacher Tad Cummins has been charged with taking a minor across state lines to have sex. A prosecutor in Oklahoma plans to seek the death penalty against Nathan LaForce. He's accused in the shooting death of a sheriff's deputy who was serving an eviction notice. His spokeswoman says former President George Herbert Walker Bush is spending another day at a Houston hospital where he's under observation after recovering from a mild case of pneumonia. Two people have been arrested in Milwaukee in the suspected opioid overdose of a 4-year-old boy. He'd be the seventh child under five to die after swallowing opioids in Milwaukee County in the last 19 months. Closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow gained 174 points. This is AP Radio News. Regulators are strengthening warnings about the dangers of two types of painkillers, codeine and tramadol. The risks include slowed breathing and death.
The FDA says it's requiring makers of pain medicines to change the product's labels to warn against giving them to children under age 12, also limiting use in older children. The FDA also says breastfeeding women should not take them because of possible harm to the baby. Some of the products containing these drugs are only available by prescription, but some over-the-counter cough medicines do have codeine. I'm Shelley Adler.
2 days ago, Tiger Woods said his back was progressing. Today, on his website, Woods says he had a fourth back surgery to alleviate pain. Typical recovery is 6 months, meaning Tiger Woods is likely to go another full year without playing a major golf tournament. Woods had his first surgery on his back a week before the 2014 Masters. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.